The new President of the United States, George W. Bush, is due to present Congress with his plans for education reform. Education was a key campaign issue for Mr. Bush in last year's election. Some of the reforms are being welcomed by all political parties, but as our correspondent Johnny Diamond reports from Washington, the issue of school vouchers is bitterly contested.
Leave no child behind is George W. Bush's message. At present, many American children, often from poor families and ethnic minorities, are being left behind. In some American cities, the school system is near collapse, with thousands of vacant teaching posts, crumbling buildings, and high levels of truancy. Many of the middle class pull their children out of the system, either by moving to the suburbs or by paying for private education. The Bush administration hopes to tackle education failures with a combination of old and new. Mr. Bush often spoke of making schools accountable through more extensive testing. At the same time, he wants to reduce the federal government's interference in how schools spend their budgets. There'll be a boost to reading programs, probably through the Head Start scheme, which is targeted at children from low-income families. Most contentious will be the proposals for dealing with failing schools. Republicans want parents to be able to take their children and the money that is spent on them by the government out of a failing school and into the private sector. Opponents argue that a voucher system could destroy the public school system while providing a state subsidy for private schools. Vouchers will be strongly opposed by Democrats in Congress. President Bush will not want his entire plan stalled by the issue. Aides have suggested that the administration may yield on vouchers to get the other proposals through.
Johnny Diamond in Washington. Meanwhile, there's been sharp criticism from abroad of George W. Bush's decision to cut funding to international family planning agencies. The European Union Commissioner for Employment and Social Affairs, Anna Diamantopoulou, accused President Bush of turning the clock back 20 years on women's issues. On Monday, Mr. Bush ordered an American ban on giving state funds to international agencies which promote abortion. The decision was strongly criticized by family planning groups. Mrs. Diamantopoulou said that the ban was especially harmful to poor women in developing countries.